So for me, Gilmore Girls, I know personally, I kind of grew up watching it. My sister did as it aired, since she was in her like early teens, like around like 13, 14 when it came out. And I was like just born when it first came out. I sort of grew up watching it and I really enjoyed it. And I feel like I could relate to Rory in a way, because I'm now a journalism major and she wanted to go to Yale and she wanted to be a journalism major, and that kind of inspired me. She wrote for the newspaper, I wrote for the newspaper, so I kind of saw myself in Rory. And then I also grew up with a single mom that raised me for a majority of my life, so there's so many different ways that I could relate to Rory. And so I think a lot of people that resonate with her for that exact reason. And then also, I know that a lot on TikTok, like, a lot of people talk about her fashion and a lot of that, like, very early 2000s, like, they call it, like, Dark Academia or, like, something like that. They talk about it and they use her as kind of, like, the forefront almost, and, like, what they want to look like and want to dress like. And I feel like I've kind of adopted that style every now and then. And the show is just so good because it's still so relevant. Like, if you're having boy, like, Rory goes through so many boy problems and so does Lorelai. And you can see that, or like any hardships with like Lorelai with like starting her own business with a best friend of hers. That's very relevant because a lot of best friends, they do that. And then of course, like, falling in love is like the biggest thing, and that's like all, I feel like that's all anybody really wants. And Gilmore Girls kind of like resonates with the people who love like a good rom-com or like a friends to lovers type of situation. So I think it just, and it's just for all ages, and it's just so fun to watch.